On March 31st, ACC employee Ellen Wirtz got a confusing phone call from Dell Computer's credit department.
In conversation with them, I came to realize that someone else was trying to open an account in my name.
That was just the start. Wirtz says she discovered about 5 attempts to open new accounts in her name on the 31st alone. She was mystified by the identity theft until she heard about the security breach at the comptroller's office. She called the number provided by the office to see if her information was made public, and
the man I spoke with at the call center told me that, yes, my name was on their list.
Her name and those of about 3.5 million others. The comptroller's office says anyone who is a member of the Employees Retirement System of Texas, the Teachers Retirement System of Texas, or the Texas Workforce Commission probably had their information left on that public server for up to a year. Those responsible for the breach have been let go, but Wirtz says that's not enough. The comptroller's office itself should be held accountable.
If they had my private information sitting on a public server, that seems to me like a legal issue.
The Texas Attorney General's office is investigating the security breach with the FBI, though a spokesperson for the AG wouldn't say if the comptroller could be held criminally liable. At the very least, internet security expert Chris Bronk with the James Baker Institute for Public Policy says the incident shows poor judgment.
What doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me, actually, is why this data was ever public-facing.
Bronk says it would be difficult to prove the theft of Wirtz's identity was a direct result of the breach at the comptroller's office. He also says the laws surrounding the handling of personal information are still vague in many states. He hopes new laws for proper handling of data get attention in the Texas legislature this year.
This is something that's going to have policy redress.
For her part, Ellen Wirtz wishes there was some way she could tell the comptroller's office what she thinks happened. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.